It's the Confluence on 90.5 WESA. I'm Kevin Gavin. Across the country, more than 500,000 ballots were rejected in presidential primaries. The rejections ranged from issues with signatures to security envelopes to how the ballot was received. We're looking at how to make sure your vote counts. Andy Zeffie is the Allegheny County Solicitor. Welcome, Andy. Good to talk with you.
Thank you, Kevin. Good to be here.
Andy, to start with, do you think that voting, especially this year, with a pandemic, with multiple lawsuits in courts, is complicated?
It can certainly appear that way. I think if a voter really focuses on the fact that the access to the ballot box is easier with more options today than it ever has been, and you kind of have to filter out a lot of the noise and just focus on what your options are, I don't think it should be all that complicated if you can block some of that stuff out.
You know, you mentioned the multiple options, which can be convenient, but for long-time voters, they are so used to going to the polls on election day. So what resources does the county offer, maybe to help guide people clearly through the voting process of, here are your options, you don't necessarily have to go to the polls that day?
Right, and it should be stressed, too, that that is an option for November. All 1,300-plus polling places will be open, so if people want to use that option, they can. Also, for the first time in a general election, this was available in the primary and available for this general and going forward, is the option for mail-in voting. No excuse mail-in voting. Voters can go to votespa.com, that's the state's elections website, and apply for a mail-in application if they haven't done so already with the one they received in the mail from the county. Submit that application, and once ballots are finalized, they'll be mailed out. And as long as people comply with the directions on those mail-in ballots, I encourage them to do so, to read it very carefully and submit them back timely. The deadline for getting them back is 8 p.m. Election Day, but I encourage people to get them back as soon as they can possibly get them back. It should be a pretty clean and neat process, we're hoping.
So when they apply for that mail-in ballot, what kind of documentation do they need to actually get that ballot?
If you're applying online, documentation-wise, really all you'll need is either your state driver's license number or some kind of state-issued ID number with you. You don't need any other kind of documentation to submit that.
Are there extra challenges if maybe you recently moved from another state?
Yeah, that's possible. One thing that every voter should do is check, verify their registration, and that can be done on that through that same website, votespa.com. If you've changed your name, changed your address, changed where you voted, or just registering in Pennsylvania for the first time, you have up until October 19th to complete that and still be eligible to vote on November 3rd. Although, again, I encourage people, don't wait until anywhere close to October 19th. Start doing that now.
What's the difference between a mail-in ballot and an absentee ballot? In past years, we'd just talk about absentee ballots.
Right.
But now with mail-in ballots, what's the real difference?
The real difference for you and me, a person on the street, is that there isn't one anymore. The legal difference is that the Pennsylvania Constitution has an absentee ballot provision. So when mail-in balloting was passed with Act 77 in 2019, they didn't do a constitutional amendment, which was a much more involved process. They just added mail-in voting. So we can't do away with absentee voting because it's in our Constitution. So there it sits, and it still has to exist and be accounted for and provided to voters. But as a practical matter, again, there's really no reason to apply for an absentee ballot because you can apply and mail by mail-in vote without an excuse, whether you're here or somewhere else.
What if somebody applies for a mail-in or an absentee ballot, but they actually change their minds and want to vote in person?
Right. That is an option. What they have to do in that case is when they receive their mail-in or absentee ballot with all the envelopes, bring all of that to your polling place where you usually vote. And that all has to be submitted to the poll workers there at your polling place so it can be spoiled, because the poll books there, the lists, will show that you had applied for and received either an absentee or mail-in ballot. So if you don't bring that all with you so it can be spoiled or set aside, then you would have to vote provisionally.
provisionally, which means it will be checked out later and not counted immediately?
That's right. And if you never voted, if your mail-in or absentee ballot was never received, your provisional ballot would count. It's just a little bit more of an involved process than just voting straight on the machine. So that's why, absolutely, if you do change your mind, you can. But make sure you bring everything with you to the polling place.
What are particularly important things you'd want to emphasize that the voter needs to get right on that mail-in ballot?
So in terms of the application, you just want to make sure you fill it all out with your complete name and all the information as it appears on your registration. You want to do it timely and far in advance of the deadline as you can do it. Once you receive your ballot, you want to read and follow those instructions very carefully. You must sign. There's two envelopes that'll come. One is your secrecy envelope. That's the envelope your ballot will go into. That envelope will then go into what's called a declaration envelope, which is actually what goes in the mail. You sign that envelope. One thing we want to stress to people for your secrecy envelope is don't write anything on it. Don't write any thank you notes or put any stickers with your name and address on it or anything that could identify you. That's what the outer envelope is for. So just follow those instructions carefully. And don't subject your ballot to any kind of challenge. And if you follow those instructions, there shouldn't be any issues with it.
The State Bureau of Elections has recently directed county elections officials not to automatically disqualify a ballot if the signatures don't exactly match the one on the envelope and the one that's been on file maybe for years and years and years. Does the county have enough people to actually check on the signatures and then contact the voter to get it right?
The short answer to your question is yes. I think people have to realize when we talk about signatures not matching, just for some perspective, back in the primary when we had somewhere in the line of 220,000 mail-in ballots, there were less than 10 rejected for signature issues. So we're not talking about a tremendous number in that sense. But we just did get that guidance from the state, so we'll be taking a look at it. And generally speaking, almost in all cases, when the state tells us, here's how we want you to do things, that's how we do it. So that's what we'll be following.
Some counties use different drop-off sites for mail-in ballots for the June primary. That practice, as we all know, is at the heart of some lawsuits now before the state Supreme Court. Will Allegheny County use drop-off sites if the state Supreme Court gives the go-ahead?
That is the plan. Currently, there will be a proposal being presented to the Board of Elections at their meeting on Thursday here, the 17th, where it's going to be proposed to use a number of additional offices around the county that are going to be open on specific dates and times. Those offices can be used for both applying for a mail-in ballot, receiving there on the spot, completing, putting in your envelopes and returning right there on the spot, or you can use those locations as a ballot return site to bring your ballot back. Which should be stressed, and people should know, you can only return your own ballot. You can't gather up your friends and neighbors' ballots and bring them back. Everyone has to bring back their own ballots.
What's the concern if people want to or want to help people out by dropping off other folks' ballots?
Well, you can do it in the case where someone is handicapped or unable to do it. There's that is an option that you can help, and there's a form that allows you to do that. The concern is like what we saw in North Carolina, where what they call ballot harvesting or application harvesting, where those who want to mess with the election would go around and collect a bunch, and who knows where they would go, right? So you want to, your own ballot is very important to you. It is yours. It is not someone else's. You shouldn't give it to someone else. You should make sure that it gets returned appropriately yourself. Don't give anybody else the opportunity to mess with it in any way.
But you can get authorization to drop off another ballot if the person is maybe physically unable to do so?
That's right. Those forms are also available online through the votespa.com website.
Andy Zeffie is the Allegheny County Solicitor. Andy, thanks so much for your time.
Well, thank you, Kevin.